I know my occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Tuesday from our Washington, D.C. studios. Roland Martin, good morning.
Man, I'm still in Houston.
You still in Houston?
Man, I'm having too much fun with my nieces and nephews. I got to hang out with them.
Are they having fun, too?
Of course. Yeah. I'm Uncle Roro. Like, that's how it works.
When is he leaving, huh, sister?
No, that ain't how they say it. I got 9 nieces, 4 nephews. I got to go visit them all. Hey, yeah, we need to start a new feature, Tom, a new feature. What Negro gospel song will Herman Cain sing today? I think today will be Bishop Paul Jones' I Won't Complain. So every day we should figure out what song will he sing today after that debacle yesterday.
Do you think he's finished behind this? You think he's finished?
No, I think they want any black man to beat Obama so bad that they will even overlook this. I think Jimmy McMillan, pay the damn rent too damn high, might be on his ticket. That might be next. But no, I it's crazy. He is even leading Rick Perry in Texas.
Yeah, in Texas.
In Texas. That's how they desperately want somebody black to beat Obama. All right, folks.
I got Chris Matthews coming up next hour. I'm going to ask him.
Yeah, ask him. Ask him what thrill he got up his leg for Herman Cain. All right, Tom, we have looked at this story in so many years in terms of AIDS academic and African Americans. But, man, there's a new book out that really breaks it down how it is impacting people all across the South. Andrew Skerritt is the author of Ashamed to Die, Silence, Denial, and the AIDS Epidemic in the South. Andrew, good morning.
Wow. Good morning, Roland.
Andrew, this is a stunning topic because I'll never forget 3 or 4 years ago when the CDC released a report that talked about the explosion of AIDS on black college campuses in the South. What is happening when it comes to AIDS in the South? What's going on?
Well, the South, the world, has continued to be plagued by denial, stigma, shame. And, you know, the South is a big part of the Bible Belt. And shame and stigma makes for lack of education. And so what we found is that even as AIDS was declining in other parts of the country, 6 of the top 10 states with the highest percentage of AIDS was in the South. And one of the things I say in the book is that even as we were focusing on spending billions of dollars to fight AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa, AIDS was spreading like kudzu along a country road in the South. And so what we found also is that at one point, half of all the deaths of AIDS were happening in the South, when the South makes up less than half of the population. So what we've seen is that overall, even as AIDS was declining in the urban centers, in New York and San Francisco, those areas that were first the centers of AIDS, AIDS was growing in the rural South. And for a long time, no one was paying attention.
But isn't the population of African Americans less in the North and the West and more in the South? Right now?
Yes, it is.
So just in numbers alone?
Yes, the numbers alone.
And population, the remigration to the South.
Yes, and what you had, even that as AIDS broke out in the cities, a lot of the people who were infected, especially people of color, guess where they went? They
went south.
They went home. Yeah. And the South was unprepared to handle, you know, either their condition or socially, culturally, or medically. And so that turned out to be a pretty important issue. And, you know, and the other thing, too, is that, you know, the history is not helpful here. Because what I found in doing this book is that throughout the 20th century, the South has historically had higher incidence of STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, than the rest of the country. And so what you had, and you guys are very familiar with the Tuskegee study, that didn't happen in isolation. Because syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, all those rates were consistently higher in the South. And so if the public health officials were paying attention, they would have known that even though as AIDS was an issue in New York and San Francisco, that sooner or later that AIDS was going to be an issue in the South. Because
So what must be done? Is it a question of a holistic approach? Do you believe the federal government and states are moving resources, recognizing the problem in rural America?
Well, this is not a good time for the fight against AIDS because money is an issue. And whenever money is an issue, the poor folks, the people who need it most, are not the top priority. But it needs a holistic approach. One, and this book has shown a shame to die, is that when there's a local problem, if the government doesn't step in, people of goodwill, people of faith, people of compassion need to step forward, and they need to create nonprofits. And once you create a nonprofit, then you leverage charitable dollars, you leverage federal dollars to fight the problem. And that's what we found happening in Clover, South Carolina, in York County, South Carolina, in the area, in the period I covered for this book. Because when they started, they didn't have a full-time infectious disease doctor. They had general practitioners who were trying to treat people with AIDS. It's like having an apprentice trying to build a house. Just couldn't do it. They just weren't equipped to handle it.
Folks, the book is called Ashamed to Die, Silence, Denial, and the AIDS Epidemic in the South. That's where our people are, and we've got to tell everybody, if you don't know your status, get tested. That needs to happen every place, whether it's home, whether it's church. Andrew, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Thank you.